Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Nebraska Family Alliance is committed to advancing the culture of life in Nebraska. Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Denny Hartford with Vital Signs Ministry. He and his wife, Claire, have been champions for life for decades. Denny, welcome today.
Karen, thanks. It's good to be with you again.
Denny, what have you observed in the last 40 years just in the movement of the culture of life? Where is God moving? Where do you see his hand?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I think there's both a positive and a negative element of this. On the positive side, the pro-life movement has made tremendous gains. I mean, the fact that we are talking about issues like defunding Planned Parenthood at this stage in the game is something really quite extraordinary. I didn't think that we would ever get to this point. To find the statistics demonstrating that the younger generation is more pro-life than their parents and grandparents, that's terrific. But on the other hand, one of the things that we have to deal with is the explosion of chemical abortion. A lot of times people are not aware that these abortifacient drugs are just as deadly to a child as surgical abortion is. So we need to be mounting an assault on that front. And then also the church is always prone to laziness, to kind of get used to things, even to the most degrading sins of the culture. So on those two points, we need to continue to mount a prayer and activist-oriented education campaign that takes us into the next trial.
Denny, you are a wise man, and the challenge to us today is the church. We thank God for the advancement that is happening, but we do need to continue to take stands, and particularly against chemical abortion. And this is the call to the church to not stop praying, to stand Amen. In the gap so that the culture of a life can be in the DNA of our communities.
Well said, Karen. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for all your work that you and your colleagues are doing.
God bless you, Denny.